Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. Brian is out this week on vacation for the holiday coming up later this week. Happy Thanksgiving week to everyone. I'm holding down the fort here at the Devil Radio Studios myself. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and always streaming on the Devil Radio app. The app a download if you have not yet done that, and sign up for push notifications because we bring you breaking news here at Devil Radio. Like earlier this afternoon, we brought you the press conference taking place at Waukesha City Hall, giving the updates of where law enforcement officials and the community are at with handling the tragedy that unfolded yesterday evening in Waukesha. We have word from the police chief in Waukesha that there will be five charges of pursue five intentional homicide charges for the deadly parade crash for the five deceased individuals. I wanted to make sure that that was correct, and five intentional homicide charges are expected, and potentially more charges as well for the individual driving the SUV, Daryl. Name jumped up away from me. Sorry about that, folks. Daryl Brooks Jr. So five charges of intentional homicide expected in that case, but pending an investigation may lead to more charges as well. We've got 48 reported injuries in the incident taking place last night. Individuals were rushed from the hospital. The chaos at the scene was met by first responders and heroes looking to respond to the vehicle driving through the Christmas parade that took place in downtown Waukesha. But we got a couple of other headlines that we want to get to here as well. But before I jump to that, we do know that there were five individuals that were are deceased now from last night's events: a 79-year-old woman, a 71-year-old woman, a 52-year-old woman, a second 52-year-old woman, and an 81-year-old man. It is reported that the driver of the red SUV, Daryl Brooks Jr., ran into the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies that were taking place. They were participating in the parade last night in Waukesha. And the casualties that were experienced from this incident are affiliated with the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies. So our thoughts and prayers with them this afternoon as we learn more about the events that unfolded in Waukesha last night. But also over the weekend, we had the Rittenhouse verdict in Kenosha on Friday evening. The jury deliberated for 3.5 days and came back with 5 non-guilty verdicts as well. And an aspect of the social media. So I first learned of the Waukesha event yesterday on social media. Individuals then began texting me. Like I said, I had a previous work relationship with the city of Waukesha. I worked right on Main Street, almost directly where this parade route and incident took place last night. And social media is a great thing, and it's also an awful thing. And it is one of those things that I think we are still getting used to adjusting to how we use social media in our daily lives. It is, in the concept of things, a very relatively new aspect of life. It's for some of these platforms, Twitter, Facebook, just over a decade old. And Twitter is my choice of social media. That's where I learn a lot of the news. I follow a lot of reporters, news outlets, organizations. It is extremely helpful in times like last night where you are getting fresh on the ground insights and updates from the individuals experiencing the event, even if you're, say, nowhere near Waukesha like I was. I was in Madison last night and learning about this from people on the ground via social media. But one of the other things that social media can be means that anybody anywhere can share their insights as well and pretend almost to be in the vicinity of where the events that are being talked about on the social discourse are taking place. And so one of the interesting aspects, not with yesterday's events that unfolded in Waukesha, but surrounding the Rittenhouse acquittal that took place on Friday, there is a growing indication that the social media efforts that were pro-Rittenhouse on social media were not coming from Kenosha or Wisconsin or really even the United States. So a sample of 32,315 pro-Rittenhouse hashtag tweets from November 19th to November 20th showed that 29,609 had disabled geolocations. Of those, 17,701 were listed as foreign. But a deep scrub revealed almost all of those 17,000 were in Russia, China, and the EU. So got an individual reporting on that, saying that these hashtags that we are experiencing and some of the information that you see on social media, you cannot necessarily always believe where it is coming from. And I just find that a very fascinating case study in the events that are unfolding here in Southeast, South Central, and all across Wisconsin this past weekend. So got a guest joining me. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's out this week. But before we get to the bottom of the hour, I got Joe and Madison sharing her tangent for the day. Joe, what's on your mind?
Well, it's just interesting. I was curious about this issue of the social media in regards to the acquittal of Rittenhouse, too. And I think, isn't it kind of fascinating that the video that we're seeing, that we have seen from Waukesha, is, in a sense, raw video that's been posted oftentimes. Sometimes they've gone to the bother to blur people that might be ID'd. But other than that, it's pretty raw. It really is as it happened for people who were there. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the other side of the social media, this information that we're getting, these tweets, these Twitters from Twitter accounts from Russia and China that are completely fabricated, if you will. They aren't people truly commenting on this. Whereas the people shooting that video in Waukesha, that truly is what it looked like. It's not a professional videographer shooting. It's truly, this is what this person saw putting their cell phone up and grabbing the video. So it's an interesting thing that it can be so raw at one point and so contrived on the other side.
Yeah, excellent point, Joe. I think it's an interesting aspect, and it's something I think we are all guilty of being too reactionary sometimes on these social media accounts, and it's something to consider. So we are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's out. I got a guest joining me, though. Coming up in the next segment, Sean Fetterplace of Main Street Alliance. We'll be right back.